Stay in the Know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
It is Radio 2000, our music, your memories. Welcome if you're just tuning in. This is Queens of Grace, just in time for our Shero segment. This is a segment where we celebrate women in from all walks of life doing extraordinary things, okay? It can be community work, it can be in the IT space, technology space, farming space, parenting space, in all spaces, even music and beyond. So that's what we do. So today we're celebrating an interesting dynamic woman. Her name is Daniela Cassetti, and she's South African-based musician with a Latin American background. She was born in Chile. She also spent some time in Argentina, where some of her family comes from. She permanently relocated to South Africa in 2006 and found love. Found love, got married. She's got three beautiful children. She's married to celebrated and a multi-award-winning journalist and just filmmaker and just amazing guy in Paula Gage. And she also holds a BCom degree in tourism management and has been a South African tourism practitioner for a while. And in the midst of it all, being a mom of three, a wife, having relocated to this country, she's also found time to follow a passion, which is music. And she has been doing this music thing for a while. And having worked with the likes of Zola, Bonginkosi Dlamini, we know him as Zola. She's done some work with him and also done some work with DJ Chase, who's responsible for DJ Ganyani's smash hits, Shkubu. So she's done some amazing things, and now she's got a new song that's come out called Breaking Free. She just recently shot the music video for it, and it's coming out pretty soon. She is our Shero this morning. I'm talking about Daniela Cassetti. Welcome, Daniela.
Hi, Carol. Thank you so much.
So excited to have you, because we've never really celebrated just momhood, because momhood is a big job, right?
It's a huge job.
And here you are raising three little people. I think it's two girls and a boy, right?
That's it. That's correct. Yes.
And that must be quite something. I mean, just raising kids alone for women is really, really tough. And then on top of it, you're chasing two different careers, the travel space and the music space, and still being a wonderful wife as well. I guess the first question I got to ask you is, how are you doing it all?
Whew. I think, you know what? It's been a crazy year. Trying to juggle everything, but I think that it's been a bittersweet time for me because, of course, I mean, as you can imagine with COVID, obviously my tourism career went from blooming to absolutely zero.
Yeah.
But that was good because it also allowed me to actually sit back and think about what exactly is it that I want. And music has always been a passion for me, and I always just pushed it aside and said, no, I'll do it when I can, and I'll do it. And that time was never right. So this was actually that time that my mind said, this is the time. I mean, now you've got the resources to record, and you've got all the time in the world to inspire yourself and actually to just defeat my fears, you know? Mm. That's actually what my music is all about.
And that is what I find so interesting, and this is why we asked you to be our Shero today, is because for most of us women, we become moms, we get so swamped with work and just paying bills and raising our kids, that internal yeah. passions that we have, we kind of put to the side. And for me, your story is a beautiful story. I mean, like I say, you're raising three children, you're a wife, and now after the three kids, you've decided, hey, I'm going to start a new house career. I mean, hello. If that's not a Shero move, I don't know what is. I mean, I've been wanting to enter a beauty pageant since the beginning of time. And it's and like you said, you faced a fear. I'm still yet to face mine, you know. And it's beautiful that you found the strength to say, yeah, sure, I'm a mom. And so why can't I do what I want to do, you know?
That's it. Because like you say, I mean, we always put our children first. We put, you know, the safety and a safe job as well. And music, it's a risky career, you know, but it can be very rewarding. And as I love tourism, I mean, I still am a tour guide as well. But I always felt there was something missing inside, you know, and I just felt that my soul was not complete, you know, there was that side of me that needed to do music because it's good for my mind, my body, my soul, my everything. And it's scary. It's scary because you don't know how things are going to turn out. And like I said, even the lyrics of my song speak exactly about that, about defeating your fears and actually not let your fears get in your way of you going for what you want and of you achieving what you think that you can achieve.
Right.
Because that for me was a big thing. Yeah. Right. That's why I put kind of, I recording my first album in about 2012. And like you said, I worked with Zola, I worked with Kaya, I worked with very prominent musicians. But there was always that fear, you know, of maybe this is not going to work and this and that. And I kind of left the music for a while and I focused more on the tourism, something that was obviously safer. But I couldn't get away from the music, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, there was something, always something inside that said, this is what you have to do.
Right.
So now I'm finally just getting rid of my fears and I'm just going for what I love.
Now, you are Chilean by birth, right? You are from Chile.
Yes, I am.
So do we call it Chile or Chile?
We call it Chile.
Chile.
Okay. Most of the people in South Africa call it Chile, but it's actually Chile.
Chile.
That's how you pronounce it, yeah.
Now, I'm so curious. I mean, the land of tango, you know, the land of wonderful red meat and beautiful beaches and all of those wonderful things of South America. What on earth would make you land up in Afrique du Sud?
Okay, so look, there were many factors of me coming to South Africa. I first came, I mean, as you read, in 2006, I was 18. I mean, it was a very, very scary change for me because I didn't speak English when I came to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I literally learned here. So imagine you're going to a country where you don't speak the language. I came to live with family. The idea was to come study tourism and go back home.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually fell in love with the cultures. I fell in love with the people. I fell in love with so much that South Africa has got to offer. You know, so many people say, but why are you not in Chile? You know, it is so difficult to explain it because, you know, I feel like South Africa has, it's such a wonderful place. It's got, like I'm saying, the diversity, you know, the cultures. I mean, I always say to Mpo that I should have been born black, actually, because I mean, I love black music. I love the dances. I love the cultures. I mean, that's one of the things that, and even rituals and things like that, which have not always been easy for me, being not someone that grew up around things like that. But I find them so interesting, you know, so
right.
Interesting. I didn't come to South Africa in the easy circumstances. My uncle offered for me to come and live with him after both my parents passed away. So I just needed a change, you know. I needed a change. And I had one uncle in Canada that said to me, come and live with me. And I had another one in South Africa. And I said, okay, in terms of tourism and music, I mean, I'm definitely choosing South Africa. And then, as you said, I found love and I never left. This is my home.
This is your home. Okay, we're going to chat more, Daniela. Stay on the line with me, okay? I'm just taking a short break.
Sure.
Fantastic. We're hanging out with our Shiro today. Her name is Daniela Cassetti. She's a South African-based musician. She's got a new track coming out. We are going to get into the song as well. And she's a mom of three, chasing a dream of a music career. And a sad story of how she landed up in South Africa, having lost both her parents and then relocating to be raised by an uncle here in South Africa, and has ever since fallen in love with this country. I mean, there's a lot to fall in love with here in South Africa. It's just fantastic. So we'll chat more with her next.
There is class in how they move the ball. There is style in how they score goals. And there's creativity in how they win matches. The Bundesliga Review Show every Monday night at 10:30 p.m. on SABC3.
Augustinsson into the box. And Fokluk makes it two.
There is character in how they equalize.
Would you believe it? Joshua Zirkzee in stoppage time.
There's game plan that leads to upsets.
And that is how you win a game of football in the Bundesliga.
There's drama, flair, and satisfaction. If you missed out on the German excellence during during match days, worry not. The Bundesliga Review Show is now available to all Mzansi on Monday nights at 10:30 p.m. on SABC3. Hashtag German excellence meets Mzansi passion. Brought to you by SABC Sport. For the love of the game.
Find your confidence this Wellness Wednesday on Afternoon Express, live at 5 p.m. on SABC3. We continue to hear your powerful stories of fearlessness with First for Women. Dr. Nandipa joins us live in studio to chat about lactose intolerance. And lifestyle content creator and social worker, Clarice Kencross, teaches us how to be our own boss. That's Afternoon Express, weekdays at 5 p.m. on SABC3.
Crawfordnet, we got you covered on 99.8 FM. Feel good music.
It is Radio 2000, our music, your memories. Hanging out with our Shiro today, Daniela Cassetti. She is a Chilean born and now based in South Africa, married with three beautiful children, having relocated in 2006 after tragedy hit her family, where she lost both her parents and then was forced to relocate, and chose South Africa to stay with her uncle, who then raised her. And of course, she then got here, found love, and has never left, having had three kids and now chasing her music career. She's also a tourism practitioner and has a very strong passion for tourism. I've got to ask you a question. What is it like? I mean, you're married to Mpola Gadje, right? He's black and you are Chilean. What is it like raising mixed children in South Africa? Have you found that pretty challenging as a mixed couple? Do you think we've come a long way since you first came? Or do you think South Africa still has problems seeing mixed couples?
You know what? I think that at the beginning, I mean, this year we actually celebrated our 10-year wedding anniversary. So we've been together for almost 12 years now. And at the beginning, it was quite difficult. Even for me, just bringing a black man home was not the easiest for my family to accept. My family in South Africa, my family in South America had a more open mind. Wow. But they got to know him, they loved him. But at the beginning, it was difficult. Even some friends of mine were also a bit skeptical about whether this would work, what was I getting myself into. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, at the beginning, we would walk through shopping centers. I remember in places like Witbank, Middelburg, his family's from Middelburg, and people would literally turn around and look at us and, you know, black and white, like thinking, what are these people doing, you know? But we have come a long way. I think that nowadays we see more and more mixed race couples. But of course, South Africa still has got issues that need to be addressed and sorted. But our children, for them, life has been like any other children, you know? There's nothing different for them. For them, white mom, black dad, it's the normal, you know. My son, for example, he did have an incident at school the one time where we were called three parents to the school, and we were told that our three children had been involved in a race debate. So I obviously wanted to find out what happened. And the teacher said to me, okay, so there were three children, black child, white child, and your child. And then the black child was telling the white child, you can't come to my house because you're white. The white one was telling the black one, you can't come to my house because you're black, you know. And I said, okay, so what happened with mine? Because mine is in the middle, right, you know. Right. And the teacher said, no, he's actually very peaceful. He actually said, why don't you both come to my house and nobody fights? So,
I mean, that is a cute reaction, but I'm sure as a parent, especially for both sides, it must have been very, very traumatic, and for yourself as well.
Yes, but you know what? I took that very personally, because I feel that, you know, children are not born with that notion that, hey, you are one color, I'm another color, and therefore we can or we cannot be friends. These are things that they hear at home. So it's our responsibility as parents to raise children who don't see race, who see people. I always tell people that I didn't marry a black guy who's called Mpo. I married Mpo, who happens to be black.
Wow.
There's a big difference.
That is so powerful, Daniela. I want to play the whole song. So I want you to tell us about Breaking Free. Where is it available? Yes. If people want to get it, when is the music video coming out? And just walk us through the song itself.
All right, so we are going to launch the song on the 16th of October in iTunes and other platforms. And the actual video is coming out on the 30th of October. I will put all the links through my social platforms. People can follow me on Facebook. My page is called Daniela Cassetti. Also on Instagram, it's at Daniela Cassetti Official, and Twitter, which is at Daniela Cassetti. So Breaking Free came, as I said, about me just believing that I was good enough to do what I wanted to do, and I was good enough to pursue my dreams. And I just wanted to let go of the fear. And even in my song, my lyrics say, I'm facing you, I'm breaking free from you, I'm letting you go. And my songs also give a message to people. I don't want my songs to just be, yes, this is a happy song, it's a dance song, and I love the house music. I mean, I'm very passionate about house music. But also, for me, it's very important to help others through my experiences. And this, I think many people out there have got fears, and they're scared to take that leap of faith to pursue what they love. And for me, that's very important, to just give that message, to tell people, you can do it. You can do it. Don't be scared. Just take that first step. Mm. Just take the first step, and everything else will follow.
Everything else will follow, yeah.
That's it. That's it. It's very important. Many of us are so paralyzed by fear instead of being inspired by hope that we actually don't pursue what we love. And the fact that yes, I've been married for 10 years, I've got 3 children, doesn't mean that I don't deserve to be happy. You know, because if my children see that I'm happy and that I've pursued my dreams, that's the best example that I can give to them.
Oh, Daniela, so, you warm my heart. Like, I'm literally teary eyed now just listening to you and your passion. Thank you so much. I want to get to play the song. Thank you so much for your time. Wishing you, your beautiful family, high five to Mpo and the kids, all the best.
Thank you so much.
And I'm giving out your social media now again, Daniela Cassetti on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram at Daniela Cassetti Official, and Twitter, it's at Daniela Cassetti. We've put a post up on Twitter as well if you want to follow. Thank you again, Daniela. Do you want to intro your song?
Yes, thank you so much. Well, hi everyone. Please listen to my song. It's called Breaking Free, and please watch out for the video that's coming on the 30th of October. Hope to see you soon in performances so you can come and dance with me.
Daniela, you're the best. Thank you so much. Al Shiro.
Thanks, Carol.
Bye.
Radio 2000 Podcast.